Welcome to another episode of Blackhawks Insider. It's game day, so it's time to hear from the head coach himself. Luke Richardson previews tonight's game and provides commentary on trending topics. So without further ado, here's Coach.
Blackhawks are back home at the United Center, ready for a matinee game against the Dallas Stars. We're talking with the head coach, Luke Richardson. I'm Joe Brand. Luke, back-to-back day games. Are you a fan of these matinee hockey games?
Yeah, no, I do. I like getting up and playing. Sometimes it's a long year when you have that long wait in between the morning skate and the game. And this year, this time of the year, you don't really use the morning skate that much. You're trying to conserve the energy for the games. Most of the teaching is done, and you're just trying to get ready for the game. So I like just getting up and having our short meetings and play.
Quite an opponent today with the Dallas Stars. They're a very deep team. What's the most challenging thing about taking them on?
You know what? They're big and they're fast and obviously a good team. So we have to be ready for the start. I think managing the puck is going to be huge against these guys. I don't think you can give them anything for free because they're going to take a lot on their own. For us to play not mistake free, but you know, limit the mistakes and just manage that puck as much as we can. And I think we got to get to the crease. They're a big team. They box out well. But we have scored goals on them this year, and most of them are in around the crease area, and that's where we're going to have to get to tonight.
I'm very intrigued by last week when Nick Foligno and Seth Jones were talking about the starts and looking at 10 shots on goal and 10 hits as a very, attainable goal. Was that brought upon by them? Was that the coaching staff, a mixture of both?
No, I think the numbers that little challenge within the room is them, which is great. That's great leadership. We talk about the starts and we talk about bumping on faceoffs and getting inside and getting pucks first and shooting pucks early to the and often to the net. So they just take it to another level and give themselves an internal challenge. As the coaches, we don't want to be counting things on the bench and getting that technical. I think the style of play is what we want, and I think we have been doing a pretty good job as of late. Other than the Ottawa game, we've had pretty good starts as of late. Even the Islander game, we like that on the road. We just obviously had a few bad breaks in the third period, but we want to continue that, especially at home. I think the last few games at home. We want to make sure we keep creating and building that identity. That's a hard place to start a game here.
I know you talked about it a little bit during one of the practices, but so many opponents against teams that are fighting for the playoffs or looking for a long playoff run. How does that give you guys an advantage to just bring your best competition? Because oftentimes this year that has brought out the best in you guys.
Yeah, well, I think we're obviously ready for them. We know who they are, and they haven't seen us for a while since probably New Year's. And I think you probably get human tendencies. They're probably going to be a little bit more relaxed today than they would be if they're playing the Colorado Avalanche. So we have to use that as our advantage and show them why they shouldn't be like that and make sure that they remember playing us today.
And how useful is a good ending to this season possibly to carry over into next year?
Yeah, it's a long summer, and I think the guys have had spurts of really good, pretty good start to the season. And we've had a pretty good run as of late, not always in the win column, but definitely much better and more consistent play. So we have to continue that and build off that till the end of the season, because you carry that in your mind. Some of the last games that you played through the summer and some of the other ones trickle away, and we want to make sure that we're always building forward. So I think it's an important finish for us to go right to the end, and if we play spoiler some nights, that's great, but really it's more keeping the focus on how we're playing.
Do you allow yourself to kind of look forward to the off season? You got any big plans coming up?
No, nothing really yet. I think you're just so involved in everyday preparation for the games that you know it's gonna be a long summer, so I'm not really wishing it here anytime soon.
What about playoff hockey? I mean, do you are you hard-nosed watching a lot of that, or just kind of a casual watch?
No, I follow it for sure. Usually the first rounds are some of the best hockey, and then at the end, obviously, is the best hockey of the year. And I know my first year here, I wanted to use a lot of the clips at training camp from the Stanley Cup Finals. It was Tampa Bay against Colorado. You know, some of the best hockey, fastest hockey I've seen ever. So something that we wanted to emulate. And I think as time went on, we've replaced some of those clips with us doing it. Now we just have to do it more often and try and do that. So, you know, something to think about this year watching the playoffs.
Luke, thank you for the time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
That does it for another episode of Blackhawks Insider. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and tune back in every time your Chicago Blackhawks lace up. And thanks to Southside Jake for the tracks on this podcast. You can also find him on Spotify, so be sure to give him a follow.